A little-known group, the Niger Delta Defense and Security Council, has promised more attacks on Cameroonian forces in parts of Bakassi already ceded by Nigeria, unless the deal that gave Bakassi to Cameroon, signed by Nigeria's former president, is revised. Cameroon's defense ministry said 12 people, 2 Cameroonian soldiers and 10 Nigerian gunmen were killed Thursday in an attack by an armed gang in Cameroon's Oil Ridge West, close to the Nigerian border. 8 of the attackers were taken prisoner, a statement said. Nigerian gunmen in speedboats have routinely attacked Cameroon's military positions in the peninsula in recent months. At least 4 deadly assaults have been reported since November 2007 as pressure to abort the final phase of the handover process mounts in Nigeria, leading to increased tension in the region. The upsurge in attacks coincides with growing resentment within Nigeria of the deal signed by former President Olusegun Obasanjo to abide by the 2002 International Court of Justice ruling that the 1,000 square kilometer Oil Ridge territory belonged to Cameroon. The Nigerian parliament has yet to ratify the deal, and various groups have mounted a legal challenge. Chief Editor Khan, the traditional ruler of Bakassi, says he is not impressed with the last-minute campaign to abort the handover.
Amazing to see a group of people who were there when the president took that action, who were supposed to rise up at that time. They did not do so for reasons best known to them. They didn't do it. And today, after many things have gone astray, somebody is just waking up now to say it was not done properly. Where were those people when those things were done?
Most of the population of the peninsula, who are Nigerians, have been given the option of staying under Cameroon authority or being resettled in Nigeria. The dispute over ownership of the peninsula brought the neighbors close to war in the 1980s. Bakassi lies east of the rest of Niger Delta, the source of nearly all of Nigeria's oil and gas. Oil output from Nigeria, the world's 8th biggest exporter, has been cut by a fifth in the past 2 years due to attacks on oil infrastructure and personnel by Delta-based militant groups. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.